Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now, here's a message from Pastor Dan Roth.
Tonight, I wanted to do something special. Something unique happened this year in the 28 years of the history of this church. There's been a couple who were at the helm that God chose to start this church and to plant a church here in San Bernardino. Maybe you've been around this church for a while and you've heard the stories over the years that God took two broken people and he raised them up and used them to preach the gospel and to build a church in a broken area, in a broken city, where there had not been a church built in over 60 years. These two people, they just had breakthrough personalities, and I know that they're dying 1,000 deaths right now in their seats because they never want the attention on themselves. In fact, Pastor Jim had often prayed to God and said, God, I don't want them to know the name of Jim Cobray. I want them to know the name of Jesus Christ. And that's the sort of leadership we've had at this church for 28 years. That's the sort of leadership you're going to continue to have at this church as the next generation rises up and does what God is calling us to do. But, you know, last year in October and November, the transition happened. And as that transition happened, you know, just like with everything Pastor Jim did, it was kind of, shoot first and aim later, you know what I mean? Where the Spirit of God moved on his heart and he heard from the voice of the Lord that there was to be some changes in the leadership. And he retired and took on the position of being the happy pastor now that he's retired. And we gave him the title founding pastor. He wanted the title happy pastor. So, you know, we'll give that to him as well. As Pastor Deborah retired, and they handed the reins over to myself, to Pastor Luke, and as well to the team that's here. And you know, it was an amazing thing for all of us. It was just kind of like we were sitting in a meeting, and all of a sudden it was like, okay, you're the senior pastor, you're the executive pastor, and that's how it's going to be. And then next thing we knew, it was Wednesday night service. They were laying hands on us, praying for us. And then the weekend they introduced us, and it was like, whoa, boys, here you go, jump into the deep end and go ahead and swim, you know. And in all that, you know, normally, you know, I know churches with their succession plans, they plan out things and they have celebration services and they tell the story and they honor the history. And, you know, really, this church has been built on Jesus Christ. He is the foundation. He is the rock that we have built this church on. And that's why this church is going to continue on throughout the generations. But throughout the Bible, you will see that when great things happened and when great things took place, that they made a memorial. Oftentimes, you'll see that they picked up large stones and they built an altar. Or like the children of Israel, as they crossed over Jordan and there was a miracle, the water piling up, and they all crossed over on dry land. What did they do? They removed 12 stones out of the riverbed there and they set them up so that when anybody came by in the future and they said, what's these stones here all about? What's going on here? And I've been to Israel myself, and I have seen the circles of large stones at places where they had a victory or where they had a battle or where something significant took place. And to this day, you can go to the nation of Israel and you can see those monuments. We understand that in our land with the different statues and different markers and the historical landmarks and things like that. And at this church, we're not elevating a man or a woman. We're elevating Jesus Christ. But we do want to point back, and we do want to tell a story that's significant because God did take people, brought them to a city, raised them up, and used them to do mighty, marvelous, wonderful things. And the story is this, the point of the story is this, if God can do that with two broken people, how much more can he do in your life? That's always been the message that's been preached out of the lives of Pastor Jim and Pastor Deborah Cobray. And we wanted to honor them, and I'm going to invite them to the stage at this time, okay? So come on up here, you guys. I know, it takes a lot. Some of you guys don't know this, Pastor Deborah sprained her ankle, and so that's why she's having to take her time getting up the stairs. But I wanted you guys to see this, because we want to put a memorial here at the church. And I had them put together this plate, and part of the DNA of this church is the wells of salvation. And this says, therefore with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Isaiah chapter 12, verse number 3, New King James Version. In honor of our founding pastors, Jim and Deborah Cobray, on our 28th birthday celebration, June 26th, 2016. We're going to put this on the fountain and have a picture of what it'll look like. There on the sides, that's what it'll look like over there. We'll put that and affix that to the fountain. And your lives are a witness and a testimony, and you guys have been a voice crying in the wilderness, preparing the way for Jesus Christ to come and to enter into the hearts of people. And that's really what this is all about, is that God is saving people here in the Inland Empire and as well around the world. And we honor you guys and thank you for your love. Thank you for preaching the gospel. Thank you for the nights that you guys cried yourselves to sleep. Thank you for sacrificing and forgiving everything multiple times over. Thank you guys for loving us and for telling us the truth. We love you guys so much. That's going to be on the fountain very soon. Bless you.
Love you, brother.
Love you, too. Love you. God is so good. Amen. Isn't God good? That's going to be a memorial. So when your kids ask you, what's this? What's this all about? You can tell them, hey, God took two broken people, and he used them to do great and mighty things. Son, daughter, God's going to do great things in your life, too. All right? Amen. God is so good. Well, we've seen videos about the church history, and you're going to see some things about Freedom for Our Future coming up in the church service, but La Roca actually put together a video, and they just wanted to say thank you and share some of the journey over these past 10 years, and I want to share that video with you right now. Go ahead and direct your attention to the overhead screens.
We just want to thank The Rock for all these years. La Roca is going on 10 years, and it's been an absolute miracle and a blessing. But I just first want to honor those who came way before me, because La Roca really was not a thing of Paul and Tracy. La Roca was a prayer group of people when The Rock was still in Loma Linda, and they were praying for God to bring Spanish ministry to The Rock, and they would talk to Pastor Jim and Deborah, and they were praying for it for years. And so when it finally happened, it's really a credit to their prayers and their persistence, believing that God will do this. Tracy and I were just the product of their prayer, and we're honored for that. So I want to mention to them, and I want to thank them for believing in God for this, because this wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for their prayer.
Most of us, the people that spoke Spanish, we knew in our heart that God had a heart also for the Hispanic community. We would have interpreters in order to have the services in Spanish. And then we were called by the church, and that's how everything began. You know, we started interpreting those services. And it was all the Holy Spirit, because Pastor Jim talks too fast, Pastor Deborah talks too fast.
And we always said within the Hispanic community, within The Rock, that we needed this message done in Spanish. We needed the Hispanic community to hear a message that somebody loves them enough to tell them the truth, not to sugarcoat it or anything, but to just tell them the truth about how much God loves them and how much God really wants to impact your community in the life and restore marriages, restore your broken dreams and restore broken lives. And I myself here in this church received that. And now look what has happened. 10 years, wow, incredible. 10 years of excellence, 10 years of God's faithfulness, 10 years of just loving people and loving them enough to tell them the truth, that God loves them, God wants to restore them, that greater things are yet to come. And so, as we say in Spanish, felicidades. 10 years, wow, incredible. God bless you and keep up the great work.
You know, I just want to share some of the great joys that we've been able to witness. And one has been our women's ministry, to be able to join with the women's ministry in English and get that awesome teaching that they get every week. And with translation, and then get around the tables in Spanish, that has brought so much blessing to so many ladies' hearts. We've been able to just recently do Rock in the Street in Spanish and go out to the streets right here in San Bernardino. And then, of course, a couple years ago, we started outreaches to Mexico. And that has just been such a blessing to see how God has used people within The Rock to just bless others, reach others, and our home groups, and just so many times that we've seen God take someone from just starting and growing them and growing them and growing them until they're fruitful givers and servers here at the church. That has been such a huge, huge blessing for us.
So thank you once again, and I don't want to end without letting my wife know and letting you guys know that I'm so grateful to do ministry with her. She's so embarrassed, but I don't care. I want her to know that every Sunday that I preach, she led worship, and we've done this together and together with you guys, so many people, and we're just extremely grateful for 10 years, believing for 10 more. So happy birthday, Rock Church and Iglesia La Roca.
Amen. Felicidades. Is that how they say it in Espanol? Sí? Or no? Sí. You guys got your Bibles? Get your Bibles, get them in hand. Father, we pray that you deliver your word to us tonight, Lord. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm chapter 20. Psalm chapter 20. I just wanted to give a quick exhortation from the word of God. I just got so blessed in reading this and I said, that's for our church on our birthday. Psalm chapter 20, King David, many people believe, is about ready to head into battle. And you know, we've fought many battles to get to the point where we're at. And I don't believe that that's over. I believe that the greatest battles are ahead of us because the greatest victories are ahead of us. And so tonight I wanted to read you what I believe that King David was saying and declaring and what the priests were proclaiming as the people prepared to go out into battle. And may this be our cry. May this be something that we all receive tonight. So prepare your heart to receive this word because God wants to speak this over your life. He wants to speak this over your family. God wants to speak this into your business. God wants to speak this into your church. He wants to speak this word into your life. Psalm chapter 20 starts out and it says, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of God of Jacob defend you. Very interesting that he doesn't say the God of Israel. We would think God of Israel because Israel, right? That was after he changed his name. That was after he got the blessing. That was the one who the nation is named after. He had the 12 sons. That's the man that God should be naming himself after. And yet God takes on the name, the God of Jacob. Why? Because Jacob went through trials. Jacob went through struggles. And our God is a God who delights in taking people who didn't have anything and didn't deserve anything and raising them up out of the rubble and restoring them and healing them and blessing them and making those messes into messages, taking our tests and our trials and turning them into our testimonies. And that's why God delights in this name, the God of Jacob. Because God is saying something to us. He's saying, you might be in the midst of trouble. Maybe tonight you came to a party because you said, you know what, I don't have anywhere else to go. And you know what, the church is celebrating. And even though I don't feel that happy, I just need to get close to God in the midst of all this trial. I've got good news for you. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. Verse number 2, may he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. See, you're not going to find help out there in the world. You're not going to find help out there. You might find some people who can empathize. You might find some people who are sympathetic towards your cause. You might find some people who maybe will even bless you for a period of time. But that's not true help. See, help like that lasts for a season. People will do it for so long. And yet, the true help that you need, the sustaining help, the strengthening help is going to come from God himself, from the throne room of heaven. The Bible says, let us boldly enter into the throne room to find grace and mercy to help in a time of need. And so we can find that God will send his help, and not only out of the sanctuary, but out of Zion. That's the hill where Jerusalem was set up on. That was the place. And now present-day Zion is the church of the Almighty God. See, you're going to find help, you're going to find strength, and you're going to find the things that you need as you come into the house of God and have a relationship with God and with his people. Oftentimes, God will use the people that surround you, people you don't even know, people sitting in these seats to encourage you, to bless you, to build you, and to do great and mighty things in your life. I have a quick testimony that I want to show you. Check out the overheads for James and Deborah and watch how God sent them help out of the church.
March of last year, experienced an onset of pneumonia, you know, in the hospital for a total of about 8 weeks over a 4-month period. My wife, Deborah, while she was taking care of me, she had too many strokes.
I know when you were sick in the hospital and it just seemed like there was no hope. I always knew there was hope because our hope is in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And regardless to what it says in the natural, regardless what the doctors were saying, we were standing on what God's word said, and we believed, like our pastors taught us, that I will live, I will not die.
Yes. And it's bewildering when you get sick and not knowing, each day it's a different situation and seems things are getting worse and worse every day and things are not improving.
Both times the rock was there.
Right.
interceding in prayer and uplifting us,
yes,
and giving us hope.
We believe, totally believe, that God's a healer. He heals. He heals and restores.
Because he healed us.
He healed us. The Rock Church was there for us. They supported us in every way. Our physical needs were met. He sent us cards and they
fed us.
Provided food for us.
Because we weren't able to cook.
We just were so thankful and grateful to be part of this great ministry. Mm-hmm.
James and Deborah's testimony is one of thousands here at this church. And you know, some of you in this place have received help in the day of trouble because God sent help from the sanctuary. He sent it out of Zion. Next verse is pretty interesting. It says, "And may he remember all of your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice." Isn't that a neat verse after Freedom for Our Future? As we conclude and as we celebrate what we've done, may he remember. See, the Bible says those who have sown with tears shall reap with shouts of joy. And I believe over these past 3 years, there have been some people who have held back, who have held off. Some of you guys, you gave till it hurt, and then you continued to give even after that. Some of you guys put off things and you waited things out. And some of you guys said, you know what, I'm going to deny the flesh. I'm not going to buy the $4 coffee anymore. And some of you guys did some things. You sold some things that were precious to you. But you said, you know what, I'm not bound by things. I am bound to my Lord and Savior. And you have shown, and may now God remember those offerings, and may he remember those sacrifices. It goes on in the next verse and it says, "We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions." Now see, those banners are not banners of victory yet. Those banners are standards under which they were going to go out for war. And it goes on and it says, verse 6, "Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." Now, obviously, there can be a messianic interpretation of this, that God saw Jesus there and did not leave his soul in hell, like the Bible says, but raised him up from the grave. But as well, did you know that the anointed of the Lord now on the earth is the church of Almighty God? Because the head is anointed, Jesus, the Messiah, but now we are the body of Christ here on the earth. And the Bible says, may the Lord save his anointed. That means God is looking after your life. That means that God is watching over your every step. That means that God is going to watch out, and he's going to remember your prayers and your petitions and your sacrifices and your offerings. And God is not unjust, the Bible says, to forget your labor of love and your work in hope. And God will sustain you. He will lift you up. He will uphold you. He will bless you. He will take care of you. God has your future in his hand. It is secure in the Almighty. Says in verse number 7, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, may the King answer us when we call." I want to share with you one more testimony of a couple that called on the name of the Lord in their time of trouble, and God answered them. Check this out.
I found out when I was 21 that I couldn't have babies due to PCOS.
In staying strong and believing in God, now we have this little miracle here. And when the time came for my wife to take maternity leave, our income in our house was cut in half. We were stuck in a season of, what do we do? So we started seeking the Lord. It came to the point where we were contemplating, do we leave our house and seek something cheaper, or do we just stand firm and trust in God? And we just decided to stand our ground and trust in God and believe that he was gonna come through for us. So as we're winding down to this finish line of finishing strong, he surprised us with this check in the mail. It came from a class action lawsuit from a company I hadn't worked for since 2009. Instantly, right when we decided to pray about it, the first thing that came to my heart was Freedom for Our Future. And when I spoke with my wife, she was laughing because that was the first thing that came to her heart when I got home. So the first thing we did once the check cleared, we paid off our Freedom for Our Future. And since then, we've seen God like continue to bless us. My wife just started back to work not too long ago, and she's getting lots of job offers. And it's just been a tremendous blessing.
Love the heart. This church for 28 years has loved people to life. It's been an anchor for those who have drifted. It's been a place of hope and healing and restoration. And I have one more testimony I want to share with you. I got this testimony about 6 months ago, and it's from someone in our church named Sherry. And it says, "To my new family at the Rock, I'm so grateful for every one of you, and I love you so much. I've been at the Rock for about a year and a half, and I rededicated my life to the Lord on Father's Day 1.5 years ago. So that'd be really 2 years ago now. I've been sitting on this for a while. Before that, I'd been in bed for 7 years, and I had a bad heart, and I was slowly dying. I was on drugs for about 30 years. I got saved about 21 years ago, but really didn't have a church, and I was not connected to believers. So I fell back into my old ways after trying to serve the Lord for about 6 years. When I rededicated my life to God 1.5 years ago, I quit drugs, drinking, smoking, cussing, sex, anger, unforgiveness, and so on and so on. Anybody can identify with that? Praise the Lord. Years ago, I went through about 16 rehabilitation programs. Of course, none worked. But 1.5 years ago, it was Jesus alone who set me free, and I was ready. God sent me to the Rock, and I am so grateful He did. I looked around at the other churches, but when I came to the Rock, I knew I was home. Since then, God has completely healed my heart. He not only healed it, but gave me a new heart. I went to my cardiologist, and he told me, 'You have a perfectly normal heart. No more heart troubles.' She goes on, 'It took me 3 months to walk again before I could not take 3 steps without almost passing out. Now I can walk and it's getting better every day. I gained 150 pounds being in bed 7 years. I have lost 37 and the doctor says I'm doing it the right way, the healthy way. I am reconciled with my family and my family didn't talk to me for about 7 years and during that time they got saved. Praise God. Since then I've been at the Rock and I became a member. Praise God. I started serving in the FDC a few months ago and I just love it. I've taken a short break, which I will explain in a minute. I went to the women's conference and volunteered to wrap s'mores, which was really fun. I went through breaking, some of you ladies remember that, okay? I went through breaking free, which was amazing. At this time I was having back troubles, which God also healed me of. Praise God. I was told I had liver disease by my doctor, and I immediately went to God in the scriptures and claimed my healing, and God completely healed me. Praise God. I gotta tell you this too. Every time she says praise God, there's a smiley face. I forgot to add that, okay? And the reason I'm taking a short break from FTC is I started Bible college as a full-time student. Praise God. Big smiley face. I'm only taking a short break until I get the schedule down and studying, and then I will go back to FDC because I miss all the volunteers and especially the special people God sends who are hungry for food and the bread of life. Praise God. God has blessed me more than I have room for. I have love, peace, joy, friends, family, church family. I'm getting to know my sons well, one so far, but faith tells me the other two soon. I joined the Intercessors group on Wednesday about a month ago or so, run by Loopy. Praise God. What a great group of intercessors the church has. I love every person I meet at the church. What a beautiful, loving, special family we have at the Rock. Bible college is amazing, and so are the instructors, the teachers, and the students. I got blessed with a Prius car 2 weeks ago. Praise God. I got a new laptop for school. Praise God. I'm not sure how to use it yet, but I'm also getting a tutor who's going to help me with school. And my computer, thanks to the Rock. Praise God. I just got a desk and a chair so I can study for school. Praise God. And there's so much more that it would take a book to fill it in on what God is doing in my life. About 12 years ago, there was a girl walking down the street, completely lost, talking to myself, digging through trash cans, homeless, in the gutters, gone in the mine, and look what the Lord has done. I'm sorry this is so sloppy, it doesn't make sense. I'm kind of jumping around, but I am just learning to write again and trying to express myself. Soon it will be much better because the Rock Bible College will help me. The reason I am writing this is I am so grateful to God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the pastors who are anointed, and the wonderful leaders, every one of them, shine the light of Jesus, and all the family in Christ at the Rock, they all have the fruit of the Spirit. I wanted to tell you all how grateful I am, and I wanted to give you a praise report on all God has done in my life. So humbled to be part of such a wonderful family of God, and I want to tell you thank you for all you do, all the family at the Rock, and in the Inland Empire and around the world. I am the least of all God's people and so grateful just to be alive and serving at the Rock. I treasure you all in my heart, and I love you all very much. I can't wait to see what more the Lord can do with me so I can serve God and you all better. If you don't mind, I will keep you posted with updates or more praise reports. Sherry, if you're listening tonight, I want them, all right? I look forward to getting to know you all better. Love you all so much, and I feel like I will just burst with joy. Big smiley face, your servant and sister in Christ, Sherry Pearson, with a cross and a heart, and it says, I love Jesus. Sherry, I'm a wreck. But you know what? That's who we are. That's you. That's me. We were all a mess before Jesus, and now we have a great God in heaven that we serve. 28 years, Rock Church. Happy birthday. Loving people to life. We're going to continue. Listen, we're going to reach more people for Jesus. We're going to reach out into the Inland Empire. We're going to reach out into your communities. Why? Because you're reaching out. You are the full-time ministers of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This church is just getting started. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Come on, if you got something from God, let's give the Lord a great big praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.